and I left that. And after that was a long time after I started talking with this girl that I married. And I came over here and got a contract in the timber business, hauling, doing all kind of heavy hauling and mostly timber hauling. And drilling wells and all that kind of everything you could make a living with. And my lady friend who had I left in Beaumont, I wrote her one, we was corresponding all this time.
Yes, sir.
And I wrote and told her how I was living. I lived in the swamp and enjoying every bit of it. We live out there in complete freedom and we just run camps and had our friends working in the camps, you know. And it was more like it was very enjoyable. I enjoyed all of that. And I told her what, how I was living. I said, I'm sleeping in a camp and I can look through the roof and see the stars sometime at night. And she said, the only way she would come over here is if I had to divide somewhere to stop up those cracks where you couldn't see the stars, she would come live with me. I said, well, you've got a deal, old girl. I'm going to stop up all the cracks in this place. So I built a nice little house that I could move around. I could put on the log wagon. Nice little screen house with kitchen and a living room and a front screen porch. And we finally got married, but we had an old Methodist preacher here who used to preach in this church, and she was working in this office, this Magnolia Petroleum Company's office. But there she was in a nice place. Her daddy was making plenty of money. He was a ball pilot. You know what a ball pilot is?
Yeah.
Bringing the ships in after, into the harbor from them. Her daddy worked out there at Sabine Pass, piloting these ships in.
Yeah.
He made plenty of money. And she left that set up to come live in those woods with me. And this old preacher said, I want to be the one to take you out to that camp. I want to take you and her out there whenever you come back. And so he did. He took us out there and he said, I want to see the expression on her face when she goes into the woods. But anyhow, she was a very fine woman and she went in those woods and we lived half of that for 54 years. At least not all the way in the woods. We finally came out and built ourselves this little home. We used to, first was in that and over there, but we sold that after she was crippled in an automobile wreck and built this little one here that I'm in now. Be easy for her to get around in, you know, being crippled. And that's where he died, it would be 3 years ago. But the way I'm situated now, I knew everybody in Plaquemine, you know. Plaquemine is just 20 miles down the country here. It's country, I think the city was about 20,000. And I used to know everybody in Plaquemine. I had good, plenty of friends. They were all the people of responsible people, I mean, in the banks and so forth. And now every one of them dead. I don't have a friend left in Plaquemine. And I go down there, I don't know not a soul in this world in Plaquemine. Of course, I know the sheriffs and those that young fellows that I'm not acquainted with them. And I'm completely lost, far in Plaquemine, lost for friends. I haven't got one friend left there.